This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Disaster indeed. Yuzagami is with us. Yuzagami.com. He's got all kinds of great books. They're at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, officially, our producer here has suggested Leo Yuzagami play Jafar in the new Disney Aladdin movie. So I'm not sure if Leo is interested in that or not, but that has now been suggested. And we also have a story that he wants to cover now. Ukraine blacklists Kroner Albano as security risk. First of all, I didn't know that there were any Kroners still out there making music.
Albano Garisi is more than a Kroner. In Russia, he's one of the biggest idols you can ever imagine. I mean, you can compare Michael Jackson to Albano. In fact, actually, Albano sued Michael Jackson and nearly won. Michael Jackson was forced to come to Rome in court in the middle of the 90s. I covered the whole thing. At the time, I was a journalist for a different kind of publication, a left-wing publication called La Repubblica. And I covered the whole thing, and actually Albano was surprised. He was not even in Italy when Michael Jackson arrived, because he didn't expect Michael to turn in person for the court trial against him. So Albano Carisi now has been blacklisted by the Ukrainian government as a national threat. Now, this is a very delicate situation, because you have to understand, this is not just a singer. Albano is one of the best friends of Vladimir Putin, and Albano is not only one of the best friends of Vladimir Putin, but he's one of the best friends of many colonels and generals in the Russian intelligence. So this might trigger a real problem, because, I mean, Albano apparently is very upset. I saw him yesterday on TV here in Italy and stuff. He's really upset. And I can tell you one thing. You don't want to make Albano upset. I don't want to say more.
But as a cultural thing, though, Leo, I mean, he really kind of, it sounds like, I never heard of him until now, it sounds like he had kind of the Frank Sinatra appeal, where he was kind of bigger than his music. But Frank Sinatra, he used to hang out with presidents, he'd hang out with all the stars. I mean, Frank Sinatra was one of the most popular people in America. I mean, he hung out with everyone.
Albano met Albano Carisi. He met him in 1986, when he was still the head of the KGB. I mean, here we are talking about a guy. I was also in Russia at that time. I participated in 2002 to a very big event that was organized with at the Bolshoi for the children victims of terrorism. And I spent many years working also in Russia at the time. He was one of the biggest artists. I arrived there as a record producer, as a DJ.
What's behind this? Why does Ukraine want Albano banned and blacklisted?
Well, they won't, because Albano apparently is too close to Putin. And he's now even saying on TV, no, I'm not that close to Putin. Why do you have to ban me? But there is some kind of intelligence interest here in wanting Albano out of the picture, because Ukraine is a very delicate political situation at the moment, very frail. So they are afraid that, you know, even an artist of his caliber that can be used by Putin in some way to influence Russian politics. I mean, I know it's crazy, but he's been put and blacklisted as a national threat. So this is the news that today I'm also bringing here.
So now, if you have any sort of celebrity power, and so we can kind of tie this into the American celebrity politics, where it's like, you, if you're a conservative or you like Trump or you like America, just shut the hell up or you're going to be blacklisted from Hollywood. Yes. It's kind of the same thing. So it's like the same thing is going on over across the world.
Well, absolutely, because Albano praised Vladimir Putin, and of course, once you praise Vladimir Putin, that's it.
Yeah, And I'm sure that, you know, once you praise Putin or Trump, you lose all your talent, too. And that's why they don't want you on the scene. Oh, wait, no, it's because of the politics, not about the music.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, not to get distracted here with the guests, Leo Zagami, that we have on air, and I want to talk about something a little, let's just say, higher consciousness with him now, but I can tie this into it. So there's this story, and I've never really bothered to look into it until just here in the last couple minutes. This big college scam story that's going around, I just figured it was some kind of low-level, you know, typical college scam, and people are always cheating the system. I couldn't believe the names involved in this. Top actresses, I mean, household names, just rigging the whole college system, basically, but here's my point, because it's really just a microcosm of the college system in general. The whole higher education system in America, the whole college system in America is all rigged. It's all fake. It's all bullcrap. Just look at the NCAA, folks. I mean, the NCAA has got to be one of the most corrupt organizations in America. They basically get free labor. I mean, you could call it slave labor if you wanted, but they get free labor off the backs of these student athletes. Oh, we give them an education. They're students first. No, they're not. Anybody who's been around college campus and knew college athletes, specifically at Division I schools, know that they're athletes first, they're athletes second, they're athletes third. And then if they choose to, with any free time they may or may not have left, if they want to study and get good grades, they can do that. But then most of their grades are rigged for them anyway. Again, I've been around college athletes. I hung around them. I saw the benefits. I don't need to get into it. They throw underage drinking parties for high school recruits. They have local car dealerships give them all new cars. Some of them just get straight cash payouts. They give them homes. I mean, folks, it's a joke. Look at what they had at North Carolina. Literally fake classes that they had the basketball team signed up with. I remember Derrick Rose, when he got to Memphis, they fabricated his SAT scores. I mean, but let me tie it into what I wanted to get into with Leo. You know, you should be able to see how corrupt the college system is in America without even knowing all of that stuff, but only if you're connected to God and only if you have his vision. Now, Leo, you've seen a lot of the devil's work at hand. You've been covering it. You've written books about it. And I've just realized here, honestly, just in the last, like, 48 hours, it's really hit me how if you're not connected to God, if you don't ask for his vision and his discernment, the world has been so rigged and censored and twisted, yes, by humans, but really by Satan, that you won't even, you can't even really see the world anymore. The world has been so, I mean, the veil has been put over our eyes by Satan that unless you have God's vision, you can't even see all the deception that's going on. So for most people, they probably see this story of all the college rigged and everything, like, oh my gosh, how could this have been going on right under our eyes? Anybody who's connected to God knows that higher education in this country and college in the West has been totally corrupted. So this is old news for people that get it, new news for people that don't. But Leo, just talk about your experience with that, because, I mean, you've written the books. You've seen it all firsthand. What is your take on that?
Well, I would say that in America, incredibly enough, you really have, right from the very first, from the establishment of the United States of America in 1776, the phenomenon of the fraternities and of the sororities in colleges, in a way that that we didn't have until a little while ago, even here in Europe. I mean, of course, there's been some very old ones, especially in Germany, but in the U.S. it's a really wide phenomenon that has characterized the spread not only of secrecy at certain levels, but the possibility also of these fraternities and these sororities to conspire in a way against, making sure that their own members were always in front of the others in society in the end. So I think that that is already something, the fraternity system in North America is already something that should make us wonder about the genuinity of the way the universities are, but also the fact that we have a lot of Jesuit universities and other universities that are run always by the old establishment. And of course the old establishment has all the interest to give you a specific model that doesn't have to go outside certain schemes, because otherwise you become a threat to society. So in the end, when you go and study in a college, in a university, well, you come out more ignorant that you went in, because either you have a closed mind, but if you really have an open mind, they are implementing on you a system that you can't really break, because otherwise you go out of the academic perception of things. So that is what I criticize, especially because you talked about God. Well, God is something more. It's not about some satanic initiation rite or some diablerie. God is about believing and having faith in something that will give you access to everything and more, of course, and the possibility of unlimited access to knowledge, because that's what happens when you're really embracing God and the love of God. That's why real knowledge is still preserved in monasteries, in ancient places and libraries that see these custodians that seem a bit like in the movie In the Name of the Rose, out of these dark libraries. But that is the way. Knowledge is still preserved in a very jealous way. I think if we have to open it up to the world, of course it should be opened up to the world, it should be done also with a lot of respect, because this knowledge is something that partly is also holy. So, I mean, we should have a certain respect for it. I mean, the creation around us, the universe is all holy, is all part of God. So I think that's very important for us to go towards what they are doing in CERN. Is disrespecting God. I mean, even the mockery ritual that they did outside of CERN once, it was, even if it wasn't a real human sacrifice, it's still disgusting to think that these scientists can have fun in front of this pagan statue, disrespecting God in such a way.
Well, actually, Leo, hold on, bro. Stick on this for a second, because CERN with the Hadron Collider and all the crazy stuff they're doing over there and colliding particles. And then you had the tunnel that they built, the longest tunnel. It's in Europe, and they had that weird parade with all of the satanic crap. What is that about? Why do they do that, Leo?
Today, we are celebrating 30 years since the invention of the World Wide Web inside CERN. Today. Right today. So, I mean, 30 years ago, the World Wide Web, where we are talking, we are transmitting now, was born out of CERN. Now, we have to see if in the long run, this World Wide Web doesn't become just another tool of evil. So that's why we have to really be very cautious at this moment of time before the AI takeover and everything that, of course, will make it impossible for human beings at that point to have any relevance in society.
And so that's the thing, too. And that's when that's what I'm saying, like, you need to have that connection to God. It's not like, oh my gosh, like AI is ultimately going to be evil no matter what, or it's the devil. It's realizing the threats, it's realizing how Satan can co-opt it, and it's realizing how it can be used against humanity to thwart humanity. And that's what I'm saying. The person that's not connected to God is just like, oh yeah, give me the AI. Just give me Hollywood. But it's that discernment through God that kind of gives you that pause to say, well, now, wait a second. What are we really dealing with here? What is this? What are the real implications of this?
Well, transhumanism is satanic. So the fact that everybody in transhumanism is promoting the idea of merging man with machine, well, this is already satanic. You see, the fact that behind transhumanism there was a Jesuit called Pierre Cardin, who was the father of transhumanism. He's regarded by Wired as one of the creators of the Internet, and he's one of the main and central figures of my latest book, which I have just published, because this whole age of cyber Satan has been ushered in by the Jesuits, and the Jesuits are in full control of it. And if we don't realize this, well, I mean, Georgetown, you know, it's a great place.
Oh yeah. Oh, exactly. If they get the microchip in all the humans, you flip the switch and you're gone. But that's the ultimate end game, isn't it? Because humans are scum, according to Satan. Leo Zagami, thank you so much. LeoZagami.com, folks. Always great stuff from him. Check out his books. They're game changers.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Alex Jones Show. Alex will be joining us in this hour. I've got some news that I want to knock out first before we're joined by Alex, though. And before I get to the rest of it, I want to tie it into something that we provide a solution for. First of all, you had this story out today. Breathing in before doing something may actually make you better at it. And I have learned that just in my life, and even before I start a segment, a lot of times I take deep breaths. It's part of meditation. It's taught in yoga as well. And so, yeah, and really it's just about getting oxygen into your blood, getting oxygen to your brain. That's the deep breathing. That's why people do it. But the problem with those exercises, Air pollution deaths are double previous estimates, finds research. Scientists use new data to estimate that nearly 800,000 people die prematurely each year in Europe because of dirty air. You also had studies come out that said the average U.S. home is as polluted as a major metropolitan area. So, yeah, you need to do deep breathing meditation practices to help you focus, and it's healthy and it's good. The problem is the air is so polluted, it can literally lead to early death. And so we have a solution at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is $50 off right now. So look, I first started to really get into meditation and learn the power of it, not quite 10 years ago, but when I was kind of, I don't want to say experimenting with Qigong and Taoism, but when you do the Qigong, there's a bunch of breathing exercises and they teach you different positions of your body and it's supposed to connect you with higher consciousnesses and stuff. But it's, you know, breathing is one of the big things. And so when you're at home and you're praying or you're meditating or you're doing yoga or something like that, or you're just taking a deep breath before you're getting ready to do something, make sure that you're breathing in clean air, ladies and gentlemen. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com, and quite frankly, you're going to be amazed at the difference. You really will be amazed at the difference. And on a certain level, you're going to kind of probably be disgusted when you look at the air filter after it's been running for 3 months. You'll be shocked at how disgusting the air in your home actually is, folks. And the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter is top quality, the best. You will notice the difference. I have two in my home. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, it's $50 off. So when you have friends and family come over, folks, don't have them breathing in polluted air. If you got kids in your home, don't have them breathing in polluted air. If you have pets in your home, they're making the air not clean and they're making it smell bad. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze, folks. $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got them all throughout the office. Like I said, I got two in my home. You will notice a difference. And just go look at studies for yourself. The air in your home is polluted, folks. It's disgusting. It's gross. It's not healthy. So don't live in a polluted home anymore. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. So I find a story that shows you how polluted the air is and how it's leading to premature death,
and we have solutions at InfoWarsStore.com. And then they say, oh, you're a snake oil salesman. Fine, BuzzFeed, fine, Media Matters, breathe in the toxic air. Not my problem. Now, let me just pile drive through this news in no rhyme or reason here. Democrats to introduce bill, oh my gosh. Sorry, I just picked up a stack of news and I just piled driving through it. Now I remember what the story was. This is real. This is not The Onion. Jamie White has the story at InfoWars.com. Democrats to introduce bill requiring men to call police when they release sperm from their testicles. A pair of Georgia Democrat lawmakers are planning to introduce a bill that would require men to call police when they ejaculate and classify unprotected sex as aggravated assault. That's Deshaun Kendrick of Lithuania and Park Cannon of Atlanta putting forward a testicular bill of rights in protest of Georgia's House passing a bill preventing abortions once a heartbeat is detected. Yeah. Kendrick and Cannon's bill would require men who are age 55 and older to immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when he releases sperm from his testicles, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Quote, this bill helps men who are well past reproductive age to self-report when they willfully engage in conception. This is insanity. And we've got the video for this one. Let me see how long this video is. Number 7. Black trans woman arrested, suspected of hate crime spree against white people. Guys, just roll the B-roll on this. So you've got this black trans woman who's going around intentionally spraying people because they're white. And she's even asking them, are you white? Are you white? And then they say yes. And then she sprays them with pepper spray. Funny, I didn't see that one on CNN. Think you'll hear about that on MSNBC? Will Good Morning America be interviewing the victims of that racist? Somehow I don't think so. But they'll bring Jussie Smollett on for a redemption piece. Bet your bottom dollar. Meanwhile, there was another one in here. Bartender refuses to serve man in MAGA visor and attempts to rip his phone out of his hand. So, I mean, you know, they sit here and they act like the Trump supporters are the hateful ones. Trump supporters are intolerant. Trump supporters are getting violent. Trump supporters are beating people senselessly. And it's literally nothing but Trump haters. And so, again, folks, you have to understand how deceptive the devil is. The devil's media tells you Trump supporters are bad, Trump supporters are racist, Trump supporters are bigots, Trump supporters are intolerant, Trump supporters are beating people. It's literally the exact opposite. All documented. I mean, you've got the story from Breitbart. It's up to, like, I think 700 cases of assault against Trump supporters. That's not even half of them. That's not even half of them. I've submitted 2 of the examples of, like, the 10 that I've just experienced. And so I know I'm not the only one. And these 2 latest ones aren't even on there. So, but the media doesn't cover it. And this is how they engage in their deception. They lie about Trump 24/7. They lie about Trump supporters 24/7. And then they ignore the real news, which is their audience that they got hopped up, that they incited, that they made hateful and angry. They go out, they attack white people, they attack Trump supporters, and it's all because of CNN, it's all because of MSNBC, it's all because of the Washington Post, it's all because of the New York Times, it's all because of Don Lemon, it's all because of Rachel Maddow, it's all your guys' faults, and you know you're inciting violence in this country, and that's why you're blaming us. You are the liars.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Watch me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex Jones is about to join us. I want to play this clip. I may have time for some more news, but I want to kind of put a bookend on something I've been talking about, and I'll do that at the end of this clip. Here's Rashida Tlaib blaming Islamophobia for Ilhan Omar criticism.
Representative Omar, why do you think people in your own party reacted so strongly against what you said?
You know, I'm trying to figure it out. It's just this past week, I feel, and I know this would be somewhat shocking for some, but I think Islamophobia is very much among the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party. And I know that's hard for people to hear, but there's only been 4 members of Congress that are of Muslim faith. 3 of them currently serve in this institution. More of us need to get elected, but more of us need to understand as we come into this institution that I have a lot of work to do with my colleagues.
So you think Democrats have some Islamophobia, and that's at the root of some of this consternation?
I think our country is struggling with it.
So this whole notion of Islamophobia, what is it? Where does it come from? We were told that radical Islam hates the West, wants to kill us all, and attacked us on September 11, 2001. So until they disavow that as not radical Islamic terrorism, then Islamophobia is fake news. Alex Jones joins us now. Alex, all kinds of breaking stuff right now. Internet censorship being ramped up. The Democrats admitting they have nothing on Trump and like they never were investigating him to begin with. What's on your mind today, Alex?
Well, there's a lot of angles to cover here. And I took off a few weeks ago, and then again, I've taken off for 4 or 5 days now just because I realize that I've been working 16, 18 hours a day and just getting too aggressive, too angry on air. And so it's very important that I do take time off because we're having a lot of big victories, a lot of big successes, and it's important for all of us to go into dry dock occasionally and take some time off. But I always get very, very retrospective and also very, very clear-headed when I can just take off 4 or 5 days. And I've actually, for the first time in years, 98% disconnected from the news, meaning I only spent probably an hour a day looking at news and information when I normally neurotically probably spend 6-8 hours a day totally focused on it. But just looking at the headlines at Infowars.com, just looking at the headlines at Newswars.com, places like RedReport.com, but also enemy transmission systems like CNN and the rest of them. What you were just talking about is very, very clear. So I've just got a list of notes here that I'm going to cover. And then I was going to be back live tomorrow, but they had said they were going to move my deposition on the fake Sandy Hook lawsuits next week, but they're not moved. So that's over the next 2 days. Then I'll be back Friday. Won't be taking off for, you know, months after that. Everybody can be absolutely assured of that because there's so much to cover. But there's a lot of things I can't tell listeners, I can't tell viewers, but know this. We're in the thick of a fight for the very heart and soul of this country in the future. But we are having major victories. We are winning the fight. Some of the things going on, I can't tell folks, obviously, for strategic reasons. But this is real. This revolution to take back our country and take back other nations is real. It is happening. And thanks to all the viewers and listeners, we're in this together. Okay, so let me just lay out the 4 or 5 things I want to cover here. First off, Huawei and the global war we're already having with the Chi-Coms, the cyber war that's currently happening, really the biggest news there is. Also, AOC and her incredible corruption in our face and why she's allowed to do that. We'll also look at Pelosi claiming that she's not going to try to impeach Trump. It's because they have nothing and they don't have the votes in the Senate. So she's acting like she's big magnanimous. It's because she's weak. We'll look at that. We'll also look at the power, raw authoritarian power versus character and how civilizations are built on character, not raw power. And then when you're talking about radical Islam, now it's greenlit and promoted and supported by the West and major corporations. We have mass car deaths, shooting, stabbings every day. And for every attack we hear about, there are 5 or 6 that we don't hear about. And I'm going to be breaking some of that when I come back to the United States today. Also, huge censorship news that's come out where Google and YouTube and others admit that they are pay-to-play. Whoever pays them is what the search engine rank is. So their lies to Congress, if they're not doing it, are just their incredible Achilles heel. So that's all coming up. But the first thing I want to hit is this. We told folks 20 years ago, because it was in the defense intelligence briefings to Congress. People go, how do you know all this? Well, it was public. The Defense Intelligence Agency and others pointed out the Democrats and Republican blue bloods were selling us out to China 20 years ago, and that many of our expensive defense chips were actually being made in China and then shipped into the U.S. They'd have some other circuitry added, but basically they were 90% Chi-Com made, whether it was our cruise missiles or smart bombs or helicopter avionics and guidance systems or jet fighter avionics or drone avionics or guidance systems or our propulsion systems. We would develop the technology. We would then sell it to other foreign countries. And in some cases, we would then give it to China. They would then knock it off and sell it for 10% of the price, even back to us. So that's how these scams work. And it's all about selling America out, deindustrializing us, setting us up to capitulate to China, giving China the Panama Canal, all the deep water ports, giving them 99%, that's 98% of the rare earth minerals, all of that strategically positioning them to bring in the New World Order. But you can say what you want about Trump letting us float in the wind, hanging us out to dry, to twist in the wind with the censorship and really destroying himself and making it a campaign promise to fix it if we reelect him in a year and a half. I'm really pissed off about that. He said he'd go after the vaccines and expose those. He's rolled over to that. Now they're censoring anybody off the Internet that reads off vaccine inserts to come with the vaccine that said it could cause paralysis, death, cancer, sterilization. All we're saying is there's damn dangers here. Look at it. So I've got a lot of beefs with Trump, and I'm going to be bringing those out on air only because he only pays attention, according to high-level folks I've talked to, when you go after him, which is good. He responds to pressure. Unlike the Clintons, they just try to shut you down if you pressure them. Trump gets reminded by it. He's a busy guy. But that said, even CNN had the headline yesterday. U.S. government says Huawei, a national security threat, stealing U.S. data. It's been setting up bases coast to coast from Indiana to Texas, from New York to Utah. I mean, all 50 states. 5G super tiny waves that go through anything and everything and steal all your data and then runs all your data through their hubs, and it's Chi-Com government run. And there's the Pentagon saying what we already know from the specs. All of these cell phone systems and digital systems and smart meters, you pay for them, but their main business, just like your cell phone is not really a cell phone, it's a tracking and surveillance system. It is a control grid to scoop everything up. And by design, to be on those services, they've got to have almost all the code keys and systems to get into your phone. Plus, they all have the keystroke systems to break it if they want. So the Chi-Coms that Google has said they'll work with and not the Pentagon, and that Apple's moved over to China, get this through your head, folks. I know you're getting it, but understand, they are putting in 5G from Africa to Asia to the United States, North America, South America. Way ahead of us. They've got 17 countries already implementing their global social score. That's a world mark of the beast total control surveillance system. And the Pentagon, word for word, came out yesterday. Even CNN had to report it and said they're scooping up all of your data. It's a national security threat. Any ally that uses Huawei, we cannot be allied with. It's the truth. So say what you want about Trump. The fundamental crime he committed, and I figured this out, was he said America still exists, we're not under Chi-Com control, why should we parlay and sell all our power out? Even from a dictatorial perspective, you want to use American prowess. If you ran America, why would you want to sell it out? It makes no sense, even from an evil perspective, much less a good perspective, unless you're against it because we've had so much freedom, we're a Christian nation. They want to wreck the country, and Trump stands with the Republic. And that's why we've got to be behind Trump. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with Trump. I've done so much for Trump. So has our audience. We've been through so much. We're going to be right back and talk about this. But this Huawei situation is ultra-massive. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones Show. Alex is with us here, and what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to lob up about 4 or 5 pitches for Alex to swing away at and knock out of the park. You got the internet censorship ramping up on multiple different levels. Zero Hedge banned from Facebook. They're rigging movie reviews so that their liberal movies get high reviews, like Captain Marvel. They're removing climate skeptics from having apps. They're removing you if you post about vaccines. And, you know, there's one thing I really want to get Alex's take on. As the border crossings continue to get worse, and this is hurting Trump's base, but, you know, Alex, I've been talking a lot about having God's vision today, and, you know, I think a lot of people don't fully understand what we do here at InfoWars, because a lot of it is quite frankly, just trying to channel God and just fighting the devil in this spiritual battle. But having God's discernment, there's certain things, Alex, that I've experienced with you where you'll say something to me and I'll be like, wow, Alex. And then a couple months later, it comes to full fruition and I'm like, oh my gosh. Are AirPods dangerous? 250 scientists warn they may be. Now, I have never used Bluetooth speakers, never used Bluetooth headsets, and I never knew why. The science was never out. I just felt like there's something bad with it. It's going to be bad. Now they're learning that the waves, the electromagnetic waves in the AirPods can be zapping your brain. Combine that with the 5G, and we're pretty much dead. So, you know, there's a bunch of stuff going on out there,
well,
folks.
Let me tackle that one first. Let me tackle that one first. And again, we're not trying to scare people, folks. It's how the devil works. God gives us technology in our great brain that builds it, but the devil and these globalists, any technology we then develop has a Trojan horse. So, yes, putting the AirPods in your ears, having the Wi-Fi connected, having all that electromagnetic system pushing through there with all the other electromagnetic radiation was going on. I was on Joe Rogan's show a week and a half ago, now the number two podcast in history under Elon Musk, setting about a week through the number one in history. Very proud of that. Thanks to listeners spreading the word. And I said, I remember the Baltimore Sun reported on the CIA testing microwaves through the cell towers in 1999 to calm the public. Now, Jamie is so good at searching, and I'm not just kissing his butt, it's true, Joe's producer. He found the article that I couldn't find for years. I don't know how he did it. And Joe's reading, Scientific American, had quotes from the Baltimore Sun about cell towers mind-controlling people. Look, I'm not the one saying this. I read 23 years ago the BBC said we have human-animal hybrids, but we don't show them to you. But that was a test balloon. I've noticed they have these test balloons where they report the most insane stuff. So, yes, like Dr. Dick Begich explains, and he's one of the top guys, his brother, U.S. Senator, dad, famous congressman that actually gave the land of Alaska back to the people, so they killed him with hail bogs. He's a smart cookie, but he'll say, Alex, don't worry about the fluoride. Don't worry about the chemicals in the vaccines. They're bad enough. He goes, they're nothing compared to electromagnetic. And so it's not that magnetics in the atmosphere is bad. The sun creates incredible ones. Gives us sunburns. It also makes grows our crops. It's that we have developed under God's control with the sun over a long period of time. They're creating all these other systems that nudge and manipulate. So anything, just like my dad in the 60s, 1965, he's a junior in high school, top of his class. So they bring him to UT. They've got virtual reality goggles. They've got gloves you put on. It's virtual reality. They've got CD-ROM. This is stuff that didn't come out to the 90s. I'm on Joe Rogan's show. Jamie's so good, his producer, I've never even been able to find the patent that shows the VR goggles, the ones that are sold in stores. He finds it in 1955. So my point is, my dad thought he saw it first in a DARPA program in 65. No, 10 years before, it's patented. So anything we're given, AirPods, iPhones, droids, TV flicker rates, they decide to give it to us with a system they can piggyback things on. In fact, a lot of scientists say, why does the U.S. and Europe have different flicker rates on TVs? And why are they not even the best for energy or the best for visuals? Because they're the best for, quote, highly suggestibility. They put you into a trance. So people that are suggestible, you wonder why the public looks so dumb, why they look so zombified, why they don't look conscious. They've been put into a dream, literally. They've been put into a dream trance, and now they're being programmed to not reproduce, to not be strong, to not connect to God. So you bring that up. Exactly. I mean, I take my children's cell phones away. You know, I give them cell phones to go to a friend's house or they're going to go on a field trip or something. I'm even taking that away because they literally just beg and beg and beg and then act up after they've been given them. And it's not that a cell phone itself would be evil. It's that everything piggybacked on it is bad and has already been pretested. We're not given anything. You know, it took to the mid-2000s till real VR goggles came out. The exact patent was out in 55. I mean, they had, my dad saw in the 60s, TV screens that were paper thin and that you could fold up like a magazine. And then I didn't read about that till the 90s in Wired Magazine. Everything we've been given is 30 to 40 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's why the globalists are on such power trips. They've already got life extension. They can already keep you alive to 200, 300. They're not going to give us that. They've said, there's too many people. The population is there. We have to cull the population. Then a select group, like Moonraker, Ian Fleming wrote about that, will then go on to build the new age. And so this is why they're setting up this Luciferian system. This is why they're doing it. And here's the deal. They're so threatened by men and women together. If a woman wants to be president, great. If a woman wants to be a scientist, great. Women are awesome. I've got three daughters. The point is, they artificially want women out of the household and the workforce, so the children are raised by the state. That's why Captain Marvel, just like Ghostbusters, is super unpopular, the new one. And so they admit, Rotten Tomatoes used to be 90% against it, now it's 90% for, that Google admits they rigged this feminist, anti-family, anti-woman program, and it's right there. They admit it's all rigged. Everyone rejects it, so they rig it and say you must see it. Still, people will reject it. So they're trying to break the basic man-woman program of our species electromagnetically, chemically, biologically, but it's not working, Owen.
Well, and Alex, I just feel like to the average human out there that doesn't understand that this is all going on, that's why they're trying to eliminate God from the school. That's why they're trying to eliminate God from people's lives, because if you don't have
because
that connection with God...
It's the highest program, and here's the thing. When humans know they're under attack and resist, they get stronger. When we don't know we're under attack and adapt to the attack, to survive in the attack, long-term we're killed. That's a top globalist program. So, be aware of the attack, folks. We're not victims like the left. One reason conservatives can't wake up is they go, oh, I'm not a victim. I'm just going to adapt to the attack. No, you're not a victim. You're a target, like Tommy Robinson says. So admit you're under attack. Organize your brain to resist it, and your brain will open up avenues, and God will open up discernment pathways to battle prefix overhead relays. I'm telling you, folks, the enemy is trying to implement what God already has. You jack into God. You say, God, I need help. I love Jesus. I want children to be free. I want a human future. I want to be guided by your program. Then God comes in. You have to say, Jesus, I want you. God, I want you, the God of the Bible, the real God, the God of life, the God of Genesis, the God of Revelation. You ask God in. This isn't something with fake preachers, folks. This is literal interdimensional. Then the real program comes in, and then you can see the code. Then you understand the whole enemy operation. Now, you may go a little crazy, but I'm telling you, imagine seeing the code, folks, and many of you already see the code. Many of you see the code better than I do. God wants to give you the full code right now, but he's only going to give you what you can take.
And, Alex, I just sit here and I'm like, wow, of course the average human thinks the liberal progressive agenda is good and it's loving and they're calling humans into just falling for it.
No, it's all anti-human. It's all anti-human. It's all pure death. All the metrics, all the numbers. If you had a dashboard of what liberalism and globalism does, it's anti-human. It's pure death. It's pure failure.
So what happens next, Alex, as the panel involved in getting the Epstein sex trafficking case documents unsealed has moved to do it? I mean, are people going to come and apologize to Alex Jones and say, wow, Alex, you were right. They're protecting pedophiles at the highest levels.
Well, I mean, listen, Robert Mueller protected Epstein using for 10 years this confidential informant that came out in the federal documents that were released 5 years ago. And then the news spun it that I said Mueller raped the kids. Notice how they always lie. No, I said Mueller doesn't rape the kids. He videotaped it. That came out. So this high level of what's going on, obviously, Alan Dershowitz was not involved in any of this, neither was Trump. That's why through Dershowitz, Trump wants it all released. When you hear about Dershowitz wanting it all released, that's Trump. They have nothing to do with Epstein other than, New York parties and saying, oh, yeah, great, yeah, I know him. And so it's the Democrats, hundreds of flights on the airplanes. It's Harvey Weinstein. It's all these people. I mean, take... Who was the guy that did the Kevin Spacey House of Cards? Notice they're trying to flush him for low-level stuff instead of the real stuff he was involved with. It's all coming down. We'll come back in 2 minutes and finish this up, and then there's more coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The enemy hopes you don't spread those links. You spread those links, we smack the enemy. You don't spread those links, the globalists win. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.